The big weather switch flipped from summer back to spring over the weekend, and it's a cool Monday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today are running well below seasonable levels, and to help you kind of grasp what is average for this time of year, the normal high at Albany today is around 75 degrees, so we are clearly falling well short of that mark this afternoon. We had some rain this morning, a bit of a break, and now there are a couple of more showers coming through, so you still may need that umbrella if you have plans through the late day hours into this evening. And heading into tonight, we'll have a few showers around at times, otherwise it looks mainly cloudy. We'll look out for some areas of drizzle and fog as well. And lows will be in the 40s and 50s coming up tonight. So it's a night where you may actually need that heat. Tough to believe we're in June. We're talking about needing the heat, but you might have to at least turn the heat on a little bit to take some of the chill out of the air tonight into tomorrow morning. And tomorrow's another chilly day. Temperatures will only be in the 50s and 60s tomorrow afternoon. So it'll be another day that is considerably below average for this time of year. We're looking at plenty of clouds tomorrow. I could see a little bit of sunshine, especially during the morning, but any holes in the clouds will tend to fill in. And then we'll look out for a few pop-up type showers or maybe even a thunderstorm as we head into tomorrow afternoon. We're still under the grasp of this upper level system on Wednesday, so there's still the chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm, though the shower chances on Wednesday are a notch lower than they will be tomorrow. So the trend will be a little bit better each day over the next couple of days. Temperatures on Wednesday are still on the cool side, running generally in the 60s. And then by Thursday, we'll see this upper level system finally move away. That will allow for high pressure to build in, and that should help to clear things out on Thursday. So Thursday will be a brighter day and also a warmer day, not by any means breaking any records for this time of year, but we should be up into at least the low 70s by Thursday, so we'll start to see those temperatures come back closer to average for this time of year. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few showers, along with some drizzle and areas of fog, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, chilly, high 56 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few showers, some drizzle and fog, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, cool, high 56 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few showers, along with some drizzle and fog, a low around 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, chilly, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy, a few showers, along with some drizzle and areas of fog, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, chilly with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, still a chance for a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the 60s. Thursday, mostly sunny and not as chilly with highs in the low 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.